today it's two students from David's music house, and the first student you're going to hear from is David Wang. We are going to talk with him in just a moment. He has three pieces he's going to do for you first. Here is David Wang. David, that was great. David Wang, and you did your three, right? Come on over to the purplish microphone now, and we'll talk to you, and then we'll talk to Michelle. Now, you're nine. Where do you go to school?
Well, I go to Streams Elementary School, a really great school, and it has IB.
Yes, and Streams is in Bethel Park.
No,
right?
It's in Upper St. Clair.
Oh, Upper St. Clair. Sorry about that. I was close. But I've been to Streams. It's been a long time since I've been there. What grade are you going into?
I'm going to fourth.
And when did you start learning how to play piano?
Well, at the age of eight. And then I had two teachers so far. The first was Mrs. Fagan, which she is on Sleepy Hollow. And then the second is DJ, which is my current.
You're very good. One of the things I noticed when you were playing, especially O Susanna, is how good your timing and tempo is. You really seem to stay in control. Is it hard to do that?
It's not really hard, but the best way is to work with a metronome.
Do you do that when you play?
Usually.
And what's a metronome for people?
Metronome, it's like you could set it at a specific time, and then it goes bing-bong, bing-bong. And then I have a digital keyboard in my basement, which has a metronome attached.
I see. Who's here with you today?
I have my mother, my grandfather, my father, and my baby sister out.
Well, that's nice. What's your baby sister's name?
Dana.
And would you like to say hello or acknowledge anybody who might be listening at home or online?
Well, I have a few. My uncle was originally to come, but I tried to force him to come, which is really funny. And then he said he'd just listen on the radio.
Well, that's good. What's his name?
His name is Dave.
Well, Dave, it's nice to have you tuned in. What do you like to do for fun when you're not playing the piano?
Well, I usually like to make my baby sister laugh by making fake sneezes or tickling her, or doing a song like "This is the Way the Ladies Ride."
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. Do you have any favorite subjects in school?
I usually love astronomy which I actually only studied the Sun, Earth, and Moon system in third grade.
And you like it? What do you like about it?
Astronomy is just beautiful. Like, if you look at the Whirlpool Galaxy, it looks really beautiful. And then sometimes, if you feel like that, which I may never have, just play an astronomy song. Maybe, like, something sci-fi, or maybe something from a show called How the Universe Works, or something like that.
Yeah, the songs you played were sort of classical in style. Do you play other types of songs, or would you like to?
I play other types. So far, I've only played from songs by Edna Mae Burnham and then Oh Susanna with Stephen Foster. But Edna actually arranged it.
Very good. Well, it's nice to talk to you. We'll have another chance to talk, but is there anything else you want to say before we go to our next guest? I'm going to let you introduce her, by the way.
Actually, I'd say it turns out that I played it in a different key from the book I made. I translated from D to G.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, in fact, that's what it sounded like on the digital piano song bank, which is a Casio.
Well, that's neat. So you like to transpose chords?
Transpose. Yeah, and then I also have an amazing talent like Mozart. Oh. I can play by ear.
That's very good. And it's good that you're aware. You should be very proud of that, that you're able to do that, because not very many people can. My mother could do that. Do they say you have perfect pitch?
Perfect pitch?
Yeah.
I think I heard that a little bit from my piano teacher, CJ.
Yeah, that's often what they say. Well, you know the person who's about to perform, right? Because you both take lessons together. Would you like to introduce her?
Yeah, but I've never saw her before. I don't remember, but that's Michelle.
It's Michelle Bixie, who's 14. It is Bixie. I hope I'm getting that right. And she's going to do two songs. We're going to talk to her in between. So you can just say, take it away, Michelle.
Take it away.
It's been a year, and now we're here. Why did time have to move so fast? Show me what I'm made of, and look what I become. I don't want this to be in the past. Don't wanna say goodbye, cause I know I'll cry. And I want our memories to be happy. If only I could stay, then nothing would have to change. But the time has come for me to leave. See in the dark with you by my side, all I need is company and your burning light. You left your mark, you are my guide. Thank you for all the good times. The darkest of days became memories made as you turned my day around. Sometimes I let the tears fall, but you caught them all. I look for help, and you were found. I can see in the dark with you by my side. All I need is company and your burning light. Years dark with you by my side. All I need is company and your burning light. You left your mark, you were my guide. Thank you for all the good times.
That is Michelle Bixie. And Michelle, why don't you come over to this microphone, because I think that'll make it a little bit easier. Michelle's going to do one more song where she accompanies herself on piano in just a moment. Sorry we don't have a guitar stand for you, but we found a human guitar stand, which is good. And let me just, actually, we'll just do that. I can adjust your microphone. Hi. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I was in eighth grade. I'm going into ninth grade, and I'm 14 years old, and I go to Trinity School District.
In Washington?
Yeah.
Great. That's a great school. Yeah. And there's a lot of good music there, too. Who is here with you?
My mom, my dad, and my brother.
Well, great. They're all in here. That's your brother?
Yeah.
Who's taking all the pictures? He must either really love you, or he wants to, post these pictures, Photoshop them, post them. And what's his name?
Michael.
And is he musical as well?
He plays piano and violin.
Well, that's nice. Would you like to say hello to anyone or acknowledge anybody?
Just my grandparents and my cousins.
Well, great. So what got you interested in playing guitar?
I think I was just inspired by Taylor Swift. I started listening to her in sixth grade, and then I picked up my dad's old guitar in the summer from sixth to seventh grade, and I just started playing it. So.
And what about writing songs?
I just started doing that recently, and I just really enjoy writing music and poetry and stuff like that.
Well, that takes a lot of courage. Now, tell me about the song you just did.
I just wrote that after eighth grade ended, just because. I mean, I really enjoyed having my teachers that year, so.
That's good. It takes a lot of courage to not only write down your thoughts, but to share them with others,
yeah.
Let alone to perform them for other people. Have you performed publicly much for friends? Or?
Not any original songs, so mainly just covers of other songs. So.
Well, I feel very fortunate that you're doing that. On the radio, do you have chances to perform? Does your school have talent nights? Or
yeah, my school has a talent show. So
great. There's an organization called WASH Arts. I don't know if you know.
I haven't heard of it.
WASH Arts is an arts organization in Washington that I suspect has some music programs. A lot of their programs are also for fine arts, such as drawing or sculpture. Have you thought at all about what you might like to do after you get out of school?
I've thought about it, but I don't really know what I want to be yet.
Not ready to commit to
no.
anything yet. It's pretty hard to make that choice and that commitment. Do you have any candidates at all?
Not really. Whenever I was little, I was looking into being a doctor or something like that. So I guess that's still in my mind. But
yeah, there's lots of time to make those decisions. What school subjects do you like?
I like English the best.
That makes sense. And you like to write?
Yeah.
Great. Well, you've got another song to do. What is it called?
It's called People Like Us.
People Like Us. And where is this one of yours as
yeah.
well? Yeah. Great. We'll let you get back over to the piano. This time, you're going to hear Michelle play piano as she sings. She's 14. And just earlier, David Wang played pieces. He is 9. Otherwise known as 12-3. They're both students at David's Music House. And we're going to get Michelle all set and ready to go. And this is her song, which is called People Like Us.
How many lies that come from there? us to be here. Gazing at your fingertips, watching them drum. I'd had you memorized for so long. We'd play so
so much. I really like the chord progressions that you had in that, and you're a good writer too. That was Michelle, who was also joined by David, and great to hear from them both, Michelle Bixie and David Wang, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Along with Ricky Berger and Andy Collier, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3.